The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So we'll start with a meditation, about 35 minutes, and I'll do a little bit of guided meditation at the beginning. Finding a posture that feels comfortable and alert. And whatever form of meditation technique you use, relaxation is a helpful condition to support any form of meditation practice. So we'll start there, just allowing your body to relax, to settle around the skeleton, just the uprightness of your spine, allowing all the muscles to relax around that support. If we find a posture of balance, we don't actually need to work too hard to hold ourselves up. And so allowing a relaxation of body. Perhaps the face, the head can soften and relax. Softening the muscles of the face is quite helpful because there's such a feedback loop between the expression on the face and the quality of the mind. And when we relax those muscles of the face, it can create a supportive condition for the mind to also be able to soften and relax. So maybe around the eyes can soften. Maybe around the mouth, the jaw can soften. And we can continue scanning through the body. Just briefly kind of go through the body and explore relaxing the muscles of the body. Maybe the neck, the shoulders can relax and soften. Maybe the arms and hands can relax. Maybe the chest, the upper back, all of those muscles around the rib cage, maybe they can soften. As I bring my attention to this area around the rib cage, and with the invitation of softening those muscles, I often find quite naturally a deeper breath arises. And if that happens, or even consciously taking a deeper breath at this point can allow those muscles to stretch and then release. Allowing a softening across the stomach and abdomen. Middle and lower back. The hips. Maybe there can even be a softening inside the hip socket. Softening the legs, the feet. And having explored relaxing the kind of the muscles of the body, it can also be interesting to explore. Perhaps there can be a softening inside the body. This is more of an invitation than something to do, because often we don't really know how to relax inside the body, but just with the invitation, as I name these next areas, just explore the possibility. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. All of those organs inside our body, there can be a kind of a bracing in there, allowing all of that bracing to soften, be supported by the body. We don't have to hold it all up, hold it all in. This exploration of relaxation has been using mindfulness as we've been connecting with the body. Relaxing the body. And maybe too there can be a softening in the mind. Maybe actually this exploration of relaxing the body has created a little bit of letting go or softening or a releasing of tension in the mind, a letting go of worries or concerns about the past or the future. Maybe the mind can relax. Or as Gil has suggested in the past, as an analogy for relaxing the mind, as if the brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax. this exploration of relaxation of body and mind can create a very soft and receptive mindfulness, one that's just aware, receiving experience. Just what is obvious in this moment? Maybe your body sitting here. Sensations of pressure or vibration. Or maybe the breath. What does it mean, perhaps, to receive the experience? If your familiar practice is one of orienting towards sensations of the breathing or the body, rather than looking for that, can you settle back and receive whatever is obvious about the sensations? You don't have to look for anything in particular, just be willing to notice what's already there, what's easy to notice. At times, the attention is drawn to various experiences. If you tend to gravitate towards an anchor for your attention, like the breath or body, there will be times when the attention is drawn towards some other experience, a sound, a strong body sensation other than what you've been noticing. Can that be received? Our primary interest is really cultivating mindfulness. And that can happen with any experience. And so if the attention is drawn to something, hearing is happening. Or perhaps an emotion. And then perhaps that experience fades. It may arise quickly and fade quickly. The thing that has drawn the attention. And then what's left is a little bit of a feeling of reverberation. Maybe that can be known too. a sense of having been pulled away. What does that feel like? And perhaps there can be an invitation to relax again if there's tension that has arisen. Relaxation supports receptivity of mindfulness. We can return to an anchor or a primary resting point for our attention. We don't need to be in a rush to do that. Can this relaxed, receptive quality be primary? Receiving whatever experience is here. And if there's resistance to what's here, that's another experience that is just happening and can be received. What does it mean to receive resistance? It's an experience that's arising, perhaps a bracing or a holding in the body, a tension in the mind. These can be known. Sometimes recognizing, oh, resistance is happening, begins to allow there to be a different relationship with it. And not buying into the beliefs around resistance, but just a recognition, oh, this is just something happening right now. Just something else that can be received. We start noticing as we receive experience that everything changes. Things arise, they last for a while, and they pass away. Sound arises and passes away. Body sensations arise. Maybe linger for a while and pass away. Emotions, moods, thoughts arise and pass away. All of it is just our bodies and minds working. All of it can be received in awareness with mindfulness. relax and receive whatever is happening. If the attention gravitates to a familiar experience like the breath, that's what's happening. Receive that. And of course, the mind will wander into thought. Get lost. And equally, of course, at some point, mindfulness returns. That moment, when mindfulness returns, what's that like? Receiving that experience. Mindfulness has arisen. And it's knowing something in that moment. What is it connecting with? Maybe the thought, maybe an emotion. Maybe a sound or a body sensation. What's there? And again, receiving. We don't have to be in a rush to return to a familiar experience like the breath. Just receiving and inclining again towards that relaxed receptivity. Receiving. What is being received is your life in this moment, this is all there is. Can we be here for it? Be aware with it. Even thoughts of the past. That's a phenomenon happening now, arising now. It can be known, thinking. Now is all there is. What's this? Receiving this.